Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal Podcast, home of all things hard rock and heavy metal. I'm Mark Striegel, host and producer of this show since 2005. Now, let's get things started with the Talking Metal theme song, written by Rob Halford, Metal Mike, and Roy Z.
Hey everyone, how you doing? It's Emily Striegel here, wishing you a happy holidays.
Happy holidays, definitely.
It's our last Merry podcast Christmas. Of 2018. I cannot believe it.
Yes, it is, Emily. And you guys will probably be hearing this after Christmas. We're recording it right before Christmas. We actually went down to my mom's today and celebrated Christmas with her. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve. We got family coming here, friends. And then the day after Christmas, we're heading out to Indiana to see your family. So it's a busy time of year for us, but we wanted to squeeze in one last episode and talk about two things: what concerts we're looking forward to in 2019, and also talk about our favorite records. I still call them records, the albums, yeah, our favorite albums from 2018. Having said that, I think I said last episode, I mean, mine for sure is Ghost, Precal, and I just cannot get enough of that record.
It's so good.
I'm calling it a record, but I actually bought it on cassette. It was the first cassette I've bought in decades. And
Do you have a cassette player?
Well, here's what happened. I didn't even tell you this. You'll probably be mad at me. I had an old Walkman. So I got the Ghost album and I was listening to it on the Walkman, and the Walkman died after like about 8 listens of the album. So I bought a new Walkman.
Was it a used Walkman?
No, it was mine from like back in the day.
Oh,
so then
okay.
I bought another one, yellow
one. That. Yeah.
And it was $60. I didn't tell you how much
on
it
eBay?
Was. Yeah, it was on Amazon, but it was used. But yeah, and some of the Walkmans, cassette Walkmans, were going for like $200.
So. I remember those yellow ones. Yep. I never had one.
Yeah.
Was it Memorex?
No, it was Sony.
Sony,
it was like
right.
The waterproof
okay.
one
the,
with the
yeah,
mega
the waterproof
bass.
One. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So that's by far my favorite record of the year. And I'm afraid to say this because I know some of our friends make music and put out new music this year, but I don't think any album came remotely close to the Ghost record. For me personally, I know we all have our opinions, but there was a lot of great, great music that came out in 2018, including we're gonna talk to Emily about some of her favorite stuff, but including an album that I didn't see end up on anyone's year-end list. It's the Ross the Boss record. Ross the Boss from Manowar.
Right.
And I was never a big Manowar guy back in the day. I always liked them when I'd hear it. You know, Defender and you know, All Men Play on 10 and that stuff. I mean, I knew some of the songs, but back in the day, I never was like a crazy Manowar guy. But this new record was sent to me because we were going to be interviewing Ross way earlier, like back in March or April of this year. And I think this song that we're about to play is one of the best straight ahead heavy metal songs. I'm not talking like Ghost or Failure, where they're kind of metal, but they're kind of like hard rock. You know, this is definitive metal, and I don't think it gets any better than this. This is, again, from Ross the Boss's record that came out this year. The album was called By Blood Sworn, and this is one of my favorite songs of the year. It's Among the Bones by Ross the Boss.
Fail, you make a seat hopeless without fail, running amok.
little Ross the Boss from 2018 here on Talking Metal. Quick shout out, Emily, to Brad, who sent us a hefty PayPal donation.
Thank you, Brad.
Yeah,
we
appreciate it. Brad and I hung out at M3 this past year. And
it's come back. Let's hang again.
No, I think Brad's like in Utah or something.
That's so cool.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I'm wrong about that, Brad, but come back to M3.
How
it sounds like you're coming. Yeah.
How excited are we about that lineup this year? The lineup this year, Whitesnake,
yes,
headlining.
And we are going to talk to Eric Baker in the very next episode of Talking Metal. He is the producer of the M3 festival, and he's going to tell us all about it. It's going to be great. Emily,
such a cool guy. He's always been so kind to us.
Yeah.
Really appreciative about that.
Yeah. Well, his grandmother lived in Maplewood, so he, I think, has a connection with our town. And he's a guy. He's from Livingston, so he's out in LA now, but he comes back to Maryland every year and to the East Coast to do this great festival. Whitesnake, Vince Neil, it's going to be a blowout, as it always is, the M3 festival.
Blowout.
Emily and I will be there. But Emily, we heard one of my favorite songs from this year by Ross the Boss. Let's talk about some of your favorite music. Again, my favorite album of the year, Precal by Ghost, which I know is an album you love too, but there's some other records that
The Priest record was so strong. And you know what's crazy?
I'm cracking open my IPA.
Crack it open, babe. I haven't seen that on a lot of year-end lists. Is it because it came out so early that everyone's forgotten about it? I don't know, but that was a great album, a great release for 2018.
Yeah.
Firepower.
I have to honk my horn because you know, Chip, who is their longtime PR guy, he brought me into New York, and he and Scott Travis played me the record.
One of the first people to hear it.
Yeah. About a year ago, because that was in December before Christmas. And I wasn't allowed to talk about it for a good month. And I had a great interview with Scott Travis, but that's a memory.
Can we rewind
and
talk about why I missed it?
Yeah.
Do you remember
why you missed
the only reason I missed
going
coming
to New York with me?
Yes.
Why was that?
Because
probably
because
you
interview.
Had a real job and you make money.
No, but I had an interview scheduled that was canceled.
That is right. Who was that? You had an interview that you were going to do on the phone, right? And got canceled. Maybe I don't know who it was.
Was it Jeff Tate?
It could have been. Yeah.
Anyway,
but
it was such a bummer.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Bummer.
Yeah.
But anyway, so okay, Priest. I liked the Ministry album, and part of the reason I really got into it was because we'd seen them live, and they killed it. That was one of the first times I'd seen Ministry in years, and they're still so good live.
It was only the second time.
America can't.
It's so good. I saw Ministry in 96 on the Filth Pig tour, and it was such a just mind-blowing show. But believe it or not, I had not seen them again until I saw them with you and our friend Nikki in Montclair, New Jersey.
So good.
On earlier this year, and I read that they were going to play the whole new album in its entirety. And when I read that, or maybe it wasn't in its entirety, they were going to play mostly the new album. And maybe it was the new album in its entirety. And when I read that, I was like, oh, bummer. I don't even want to go to the show.
I remember you being
And we went to the show, and they played almost all new material for the first hour. And then they came out
for another half hour
and just hit you over the head.
Oh, my God.
And I tell you, that was one of the best shows we saw this year.
It was.
And I went in there not even knowing any of the new material. And after that, that's when I went back and got into the new record.
Same.
And I think you were similar.
Yeah,
so that was great.
And it's got a lot of
one of my favorite live moments of the year.
Oh,
for sure.
They've got, they use a lot of audio clips, which they always do. They've always done that, but even more so because there was a lot of juicy audio to pull from this year in the news. But
Al is just all over the political stuff. And that's what he was known for back in the day, attacking.
So if you're not into it, be warned.
George Bush, and now it was a brutal attack on the current president and the administration.
If you're not into it, and don't listen.
Most people are staying out of politics, it seems like, in the hard rock thing, but that was definitely a powerful thing.
Do you remember the Bull Brewsters? These
cocks
with these giant, like,
Trump heads on. If you're a big supporter of Trump, it might not be the show for you. However, I will say that it's great music, and if you can put that aside, you know, listen, I still love Ted Nugent's music, even though I probably don't agree with him politically. And I'll go rock out to Uncle Ted any day because he throws down the jams.
Right.
But yeah,
other, so other albums. Tangent. I mean, A Perfect Circle.
Yeah.
I always any release that they have. And my favorite release isn't a real metal release. However, there are a couple super heavy tracks on this album. It's a band called Failure that a lot of people know.
Yeah.
And then the name of the album is, it's a long name, In the Future, Your Body Will Be the Furthest Thing from Your Mind. Yeah. And it's a band that I'm obsessed with and I've loved them for a long time. And they released this album actually with like four or five different EPs, which I purchased through Pledge Music, which was an app that I hadn't really used before. And I still can't figure out how to use it. Unfortunately, I bought the album the right way, like you're supposed to. I paid for it on Pledge, but I listened to it on Spotify because I can't figure out how to use Pledge.
But you did the right thing because you supported them.
I support. Absolutely. I always do. I buy merch, I go to their shows, and I buy the music the way I'm supposed to, but I listen to it on Spotify because I can't figure out how to use Pledge Music.
Right.
But anyway, this album's insane. And what did you say to me earlier today?
I didn't want to cut you off. You know, I was Johnny come lately to this record, but she just recently, it wasn't today, it was earlier this week, but you basically, you've been telling me about this record and I've been like, yeah, I kind of checked out this song, that song. And you were like, basically said, no, you have to listen to this record. And she basically, in the kitchen where we have the Sonos hooked up, which we finally got working.
You were a captive audience. Yeah, you were doing dishes.
We cranked it up and I listened to it all the way through. And it is fantastic.
I know.
What's that one song? Solar Flare. What's that? That's a song I want to play. It's Solar something. Can we play that one, or did you have one picked out?
Solar Eyes.
Solar Eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, can we play that one?
Yeah, let's play Solar Eyes.
This is Failure from 2018.
It's my favorite release of
Emily's,
the year. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Emily's favorite release of the year, and I would say one of mine too. Here we go. A little Failure on Talking Metal.
Thank you.
failure. I saw them open for Tool twice back in the Stone Ages, when I was just decades and decades ago, and it's great they're still out there doing it. Ken Andrews,
but they took
is
a lot of time off.
Guy. Yeah,
they took a lot of time off,
yeah.
And then they came back with my favorite release of 2016, which I think I spoke about, which is called "The Heart Is a Monster."
Yes,
another monster album. Insanity. These guys are so talented, and like I remember going on their like Twitter or something, and it's like they have like 2,000 followers or something. I don't understand why they never like totally caught on the way. And, you know, Perfect Circle and Tool, because I rank them up there with those bands.
Yeah,
totally.
Definitely.
100%.
Another great, great release. Again, this was just pure traditional metal done so well. UDO.
Oh, the new UDO. Udo Dirkschneider. So good.
Put out,
I love those guys so much.
They put out a great record called Steel Factory. And I just, again, there's so much good music. And I encourage everyone to go read the top, you know, 10 and 20 lists on all the websites. We're not really doing that. Victor might do one this year. I don't know if he's going to get around to it. But Emily and I aren't really doing this year. And I know usually we have Joey Haney on and he does a big rundown. But I think we're kind of ran out of time for that. But the UDO record, Steel Factory, fantastic from start to finish. So many great, great songs. Rising High, great stuff. Blood on Fire. So many good songs on that. Make the Move. Maybe we should play Make the Move. I don't want to play too much music. Actually, just go listen to it, guys. It's on Spotify. Steel Factory by UDO. One of this year's greatest pure heavy metal records. And you got to check it out and support Udo Dirkschneider, former singer of the great Accept. And Sven, his son, plays in the band with him, right?
Sven's so awesome.
You interviewed those guys this year, right? That was earlier this year. Yeah.
I interviewed them in January?
Yeah.
Or February. February.
Okay.
In New York City. Fitty was with the band, has been with the band forever. So it was sad to see him go, but it was on good terms. And Udo, of course, told you the story about, you know, his departure.
Yeah. And I think it was on good terms, although it kind of, when I asked Udo about it just a few months ago on the podcast, if that could have been like 2 months ago at this point, he seemed to, I don't know. He seemed like, oh yeah, he's getting out of music and going to do real estate or something, I think is what he told me, which,
I mean, I can get it. He has a family and sometimes I'm sure that it's exhausting. You know, the touring is exhausting.
Right.
So I'm sure they didn't want to see him go because he had so much to the band and he's got such a great personality. I seriously had so much fun hanging out with those guys.
Yeah, and I think in the interview, it's wild. I'm thinking about this. We had Udo Dirkschneider on the podcast twice in 2018.
We did.
That's great.
We did.
And we love him. And I think he told me that the UDO lineup is now Udo and the kids because everyone's so young.
They are. Yeah. The young'uns. Did he confirm that he ate my cookies, by the way, that I brought him on his birthday?
Well, he didn't confirm that he ate them. I said during the interview, I said, did you get the cookies? He said, oh, yes. Thank you very much. Got the cookies.
I brought him cookies.
And he said he's still wearing his Talking Metal t-shirt.
Has been so awesome and advocating for us by wearing that t-shirt. We love you. We love you.
Yeah. And we love you guys again. Brad, thank you for your PayPal donation. I also wanted to mention one that just came in today, I believe the 23rd of December. Bear with me as I pull it up on my phone. I believe it's our man, Martin, I want to say Martin McCurry, Martin. Yeah, here we go. You've got money. Thank you. Martin McGarry, right? Is that how you'd say that?
Yes, sir.
Martin McGarry sent $20 in. Martin, we appreciate that. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to all the Patreon supporters. We're not going to do the laundry list today of all your names, but we will do that real soon. And what else, Emily? Any other music you want to give a shout out? Again, there was so much of it. Dee Snider had a record out. There was Skeleton Witch put out some great extreme stuff that I liked. I mean, there's so much of it, and I'm not trying to.
You know, one album. Oh, well, a couple albums. Sorry. So a poppier album, but one that I talked with Eddie Trunk about with, you know, a couple nights ago is the Struts album.
Right.
And you know, they're getting a big push, I think. And, you know, they're way poppy, but Eddie was wearing their t-shirt to the that metal show, Christmas Party, which I saw as kind of a big statement on Eddie's behalf.
Definitely.
I've been playing that album. I'll be very honest. I've been playing that album in my office. And every time Mark comes in and hears a song, he's like, oh my God, what is that? That's awful.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about
Mark's not a fan.
I like pop
music. It's
a
little bit.
But yeah, I mean, Ghost is very poppy.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And I've said this to multiple people now. I feel like the singer, Luke, is the real deal. I think he has the it factor, which I've also always talked about. He's super authentic, has the voice, has the look, he has this, like, you know, he's a cross between like Freddie Mercury and Steven Tyler, you know, like he's got like a really cool vibe,
right?
But the music, they need to dirty it up a little bit. And unfortunately they're going in the opposite direction. They're going even more poppy, which is what, you know, Eddie and I were talking about. If they dirtied it up a bit, I feel like they could be really, really, really huge. But right now it sounds so slick and so pop that I think they're appealing to like a young female, like teenage audience more than they are to the rock crowd.
Teenage, like they don't like, I mean, teenagers don't like
that. But I think they are pulling that audience.
Yeah, are they?
Somewhat.
I'd be curious to
They're doing pretty well.
But
anyway, I dig them. So I really liked that album. Let's give a shout out to our friend Tony Higbee, who had a new release with his band Eastside Gamblers.
Produced
this
by
year.
Nick Roslianix,
yes,
or whatever that guy's, I can never get his last name right, but he of course produced Ghost.
Yes.
He produced Damon Johnson. He produced Rush. He produced Foo Fighters. He produced Fireball Ministry. And yeah, Tony.
And Eastside Gamblers, this
Eastside
is like
Gamblers,
on my our bucket list. We need to see them live. We need to see Tony live.
Well,
with
our
this.
Friend
he
Ian
plays,
McCurdy saw them live.
And did we even
Nashville.
Say Tony plays? So Tony plays with Tom Kiefer. I don't think we even said.
Okay.
He plays with Tom Kiefer.
Yes.
And we're talking
also
about.
Also Damon Johnson.
And also Damon Johnson. Extremely talented dude. And so we need to get down to Nashville. When are we going to get down to Nashville and see Eastside
Soon.
Gamblers play?
If they do the Rock and Pod Expo 3, maybe we'll go back this year.
I'd be down.
Yeah, and we're gonna wrap it up, guys. I want to play a Ghost song, Pro Memoria, in just a second here on Talking Metal. But what concerts are you looking forward to in 2019, Emily? We got a lot of stuff. We've already spent a fortune on concert tickets, so we got a lot of stuff coming up. What ones are you ready to see and excited about?
Oh God, Ozzy. I'm ready for
Ozzy. You're supposed to say Generation Kill, because I'm going to introduce them.
Oh my God, that's going to be so fun. Yes, Generation Kill. Rob Dukes, I can't wait to give him a big hug. We miss Dukes, right? Because like he's in Arizona. I mean, he's been in Arizona for a long time now, but I feel like we just haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, and that's happening immediately, guys. So if you're in New Jersey on January 5th, come to Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey, where Emily and I will be hanging out, and Rob Dukes will be playing with Generation Kill. I cannot wait for
Dukes.
That.
We love you, Dukes.
What else? We got a lot of other stuff coming up.
We've got Ozzy. We've got two Iron Maiden shows, right?
No, one Maiden
one
show.
One Maiden show, two Ozzy
two
shows.
Kiss shows.
I'm so confused. Yeah. All right. We've got one. Wait, remind me. Okay. One Iron Maiden, one Ozzy, and two Kiss.
Yes. And you know what I'm really excited for? Queensryche and Fate's Warning.
Yes.
You know, I've always loved Fate's Warning.
I've never seen it either.
I've never seen Fate's Warning. Joey Vera is going to be with them from Armored Saint fame. You know, he's been with them for a while. And I cannot wait to see Fate's Warning. And I think that's a great double bill. Fate's Warning and Queensryche.
Perfect double bill. Yeah. And last time we saw Queensryche, I was so impressed with.
Yeah, and you missed them last year at M3. Yeah.
I know I did.
Yeah.
We've
seen them numerous times. Yeah.
You know, Todd LaTorre just kills it. He's very good vocalist and seems like just a cool dude who, you know, gets what the fans want.
Yeah, he does. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to that. Again, you mentioned Ozzy, and we're going to the Orchestra Symphony. I've never been to the symphony. So.
Okay. So I've been
this'll
saying
be a different night
to Mark
for us
for years. I like a lot of different kinds of music, but I grew up with a mom who is a classically trained pianist, and I listen to a lot of classical music. So Mark is taking me to see a symphony do some Mozart. So we'll have to report back on this, because I've never really seen a symphony orchestra before.
No, it's not Mozart. It's Beethoven.
Oh, is it Beethoven?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Totally. You have the tickets.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to that. And we are totally psyched for
our festivals.
Our two favorite
Let's talk about our festivals. Oh, my God.
Which we go to almost every year. M3, which is happening down in Maryland in early May. And then we're also completely excited for Heavy Montreal, which Slayer will be headlining this summer up in one of our favorite cities. If you haven't been to Montreal,
we love you, Montreal.
So, there's a lot of stuff on the calendar.
It's funny though, because we saw Slayer on their quote unquote, you know, final tour. We thought that was the last time we were going to see them at PNC this past summer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was that this year?
That was this year. And it's these final tours never end. I mean, do you hear what Ozzy said today?
No.
Or not today, earlier this week. It was like, well, I may still tour after no more tours too.
Yeah. No more tours nine.
Yeah.
In 2047.
Never trust anyone who says this is the end. These guys, a lot of these guys are going to do it until the day they die. I mean, and there's part of me
I hope so.
Yeah. And then there's another part of me that's like, leave the legacy intact, you know. But I mean, with the videos
and
stuff.
We want it.
True.
As long as you can do it.
Yeah, and I mean, that's a whole nother discussion that Mitch and I had on a recent video chat on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/talkingmetal. It's like a lot of these bands, so many of them, a lot of them that you guys aren't even catching on, they're out there touring, but they're using enhancements on stage. And I mean, that's a whole nother can of worms. And there's a lot of people pointing at... I mean, there's a lot of people pointing at a lot of different people, but I just want, there's a lot of people pointing at Paul Stanley that suspecting because of some of the vocal, maybe issues I'd call it.
Why are they coming down on Stanley? Everyone uses backing tracks.
Everyone, even I'm telling you guys,
not everyone, but you close to everyone. No, I'm not going to name any names, but yeah.
People that you wouldn't even think are using them, and it's sometimes it's not the full tracks. Sometimes it's like a scream here and there. Sometimes it's like full vocal tracks, enhancing the vocal tracks in the background. You know, so, and it's not just the older bands, it's some of the younger bands too. So I don't know how I feel about it. I don't love it.
As long as they're not lip syncing, I'm okay with
okay. we weren't going to go here. This is my fault. I kind of.
How are we veering off?
Yeah, let's go back.
Is that IPA you're drinking? What is that? Like 8%?
Well, I've only had two. It's a triple IPA, actually. I bought in New York. In New York for the past 6 weeks.
We're in trouble.
During the day. And I told you that I've discovered
this
real cool beer store right by Penn Station they only sell rare high-end beers, including the Trooper beer by Iron Maiden, which is but this is a
Shreddy
single
Mercury
cut.
In the house.
Yes.
Oh my God. What is this? Why is there a plaid blazer on the front? What is this, Preppy Man's beer?
I don't know.
It's
single cut. And it's quite good. It's, let's see. I don't know. And who cares? Let's
You're
just
not a
end.
Prep.
Yeah.
Don't drink that beer.
Right. Right on. Well, today we are going to end it with our Happy New Year message to you guys. And with all hope, I'll have this up probably on Christmas Day, if not the day after Christmas. And I hope you had a great Christmas.
Gosh, we love you guys so much. We love our Talking Metal listeners, and we couldn't do it without you. We wouldn't do it without you. We would just be talking to nobody. Maybe we would just do it without you.
Yeah,
we would just sit
would,
here and talk to ourselves.
Yeah. But I'm glad we do it with these people. Stay tuned for the next episode with Eric Baker, where we will start gearing up for one of our favorite American festivals. It is the M3 Festival happening. I want to say the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of May.
Of May.
It sounds right.
Is it 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th? It might be 4 days, right? Potentially?
Eric Baker told me some stuff off air, which I'm not supposed to repeat until he officially announces it. But right now it's booked for 3 days, but there might be something special happening.
We're going all out, man.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
We'll be there the whole time. So come party with us.
Absolutely. And on that note, we will leave you guys. Please consider buying a Talking Metal t-shirt. Just hit up my PayPal account with $20 and your address and shirt size, and I'll get that right out to you guys. And this is Pro Memora by Ghost. Don't you forget about your friend Death. I love those lines. I don't know why. Morbid, but it's so good. And some of these Ghost songs on the Prequel album, I mean, some of them rock. heavy metal straight in your face. Others, borderline Broadway, in my opinion. And I love 100%. It. I love it. I
you
love
were like,
it.
Is this like Phantom of the Opera? Or is it just me? Which I love Phantom. Yeah. I've seen so Phantom good. Like six times.
So good. And it was a great record for Tobias of Ghost because he really was out to prove himself, I think, after all the lineup changes and the people accusing him of, you know, not giving credit where credit was due. And I think he delivered one of his best records. And I mean, that says a lot because I love them all. I really do. I love all the Ghost records, but this is such a strong record. So much fun. And I cannot wait to see what Ghost has in store in the future. But for now, this is one of my favorite songs of 2018. It is Pro Memoria by Ghost.
Lucifer whispering silently into your mind. Who walks behind? Who walks behind? Standing tall, invincible, but do not forget your knives. To save your lives, to save your lives. Don't you forget about dying. Don't you forget about your friend death. Don't you forget that you will die. Don't you vomit savage slurs, spewed out wickedly, to hide from me. Navigate all alone on this tempestuous sea. To ride with me, to ride with me. Don't you forget about dying. Don't you forget about your friend death. Don't you forget that you will die. Don't you forget about dying. Don't you forget about your friend death. Don't you forget that you will die. Forget about